This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 11th International Day of Yoga has been celebrated today with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in separate yoga sessions. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage.
योग पूरी मानवता की साझा धरोहर बन चुका है ये भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण है भारत की पहल पर योग के प्रति विश्व समुदाय का सम्मान बढ़ा है और दुनिया भर के लोग इससे लाभान्वित हो रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today, yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world." He called upon every nation and every society to integrate yoga into the lifestyle and public policy.
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है
Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervor in several states and union territories including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand government launched country's first yoga policy today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that this policy will prove a milestone in establishing Uttarakhand as a global capital in the field of yoga and wellness. Indian Coast Guard celebrated the day with Yoga Sangam at more than 60 locations across India's coastline and island territories. Over 9 lakh cadets of the National Cadet Corps also participated in synchronized yoga sessions at iconic locations across the country. Around the world, thousands of yoga enthusiasts participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations by joining events focused on wellness, mindfulness and sustainable living. The Indian Embassy in Riyadh marked the 11th International Day of Yoga with vibrant celebrations at Prince Faisal bin Fahd Sports City Stadium, drawing over 500 yoga enthusiasts from across Saudi Arabia. In Muscat, a large and enthusiastic crowd joined the mass yoga event held by Indian Embassy at the picturesque Omani Village Amphitheatre in Al Quram National Park. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article that highlighted the importance of integrating yoga into women and child welfare policies, which enhance grassroots health and well-being across the country. Responding to a post by Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi on social media, the Prime Minister said that integrating yoga into women and child welfare policies is enhancing grassroots health and well-being across India. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. In a statement, the DGCA said these officials were responsible for operational lapses. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pensions of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today said that the beneficiaries will get enhanced pensions of 1,100 rupees from next month. In another development, in a significant gesture of regional solidarity, India has expanded its evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to include stranded citizens of Nepal and Sri Lanka in Iran. According to a social media post, the move follows formal requests from the governments of Nepal and Sri Lanka. The Indian Embassy in Tehran will now coordinate assistance and evacuation for nationals of the 2 South Asian neighbours alongside Indian citizens. Putting up a dominating show, Indian women wrestlers won the team title at the Under-23 Asian Championship by winning a medal in each of the 10 categories, including 4 gold and 5 silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.